The need for more science to manage Alaska's fisheries came up early and often during Monday's debate. So did climate change. And both candidates say the current governor's budget has hamstrung the state's ability to do its own research on changing ocean conditions. Former governor and independent candidate Bill Walker.
I sat next to a young lady that was a fishery research biologist for Fish and Game, was laid out because of budget cuts. We need the best available information in making the decisions. We need the best available research.
Democrat Les Guerra immediately ripped into Governor Dunleavy's budget cuts. He says the commercial fishing industry is just one area where Alaskans are suffering from the consequences.
We can't retain teachers. We can't retain police. I want a strong Department of Fish and Game that does studies. You know what a Department of Fish and Game commissioner does now? He testifies and talks about all the studies he's asked the feds to pay for.
Bycatch, which is the incidental catch of non-target species like salmon, also came up early and often. The governor created the Bycatch Review Task Force last year, but Guerra called it powerless.
And he put it together so that its recommendations would come out after the legislative session was over. So they couldn't do anything with it.
Guerra says picking the right people for Alaska's seats on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is a better way to address the issue of bycatch. Walker also says the timing of the task force was convenient for the incumbent governor as he runs for re-election, but he'd keep it around if he were elected. He says the work the group is doing is important.
I like the idea of it being a year-round, not just, you know, it's going to expire in November. This issue is not going to expire in November.
Governor Dunleavy didn't attend Monday's fisheries debate, which is held in Kodiak every election year. He wasn't at the last one in 2018 either. The conversation between Walker and Guerra was amicable and at times lighthearted. Both candidates say they're tentatively in favor of hatcheries as long as they don't harm wild fish. They talked about the significance of the federal bipartisan infrastructure law and its potential to reinvigorate working waterfronts in coastal communities. Mariculture also came up. Walker says the industry could be a boon for Alaska, but it needs more support and investment. And he claims seaweed makes pretty good beer, too. Guerra says he'd favor small business loans for fishermen to get started in kelp farming.
I would like to do everything we can to expand this industry. It's a shoulder season industry, so if you're fishing in the summer, you can still do mariculture when you're not out fishing.
Both candidates were asked about their long-term visions for Alaska's seafood industry. Walker identified barriers to entry for new fishermen as one of the biggest challenges he sees for the industry.
Every fishing boat in my world is a small business, and many times it's a family business. And so I want to make sure that that is continued on and on for generations.
When asked who they would choose for Alaska's Fish and Game Commissioner, both Walker and Guerra said they want someone who is passionate and has management skills. Guerra says he's looking for someone who can talk fish.
It would be somebody who is not there or selected because of their politics, number one. I want them to be somebody who will make decisions based on science.
Monday's debate was the first of three fisheries debates in Kodiak, held over two nights. Congressional debates start tonight at 6:30. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.